Good morning. It's Friday. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. And, you know, the radio station goes not only Monday through Friday, but right through the weekend and keeps people company right on and through the night, 24 hours a day.
Well, it does, David. And that's one of the reasons that the lockbox becomes so important in terms of our fund drives. We have to keep it going. It's that simple. Nobody here has great amounts of money. You know, there have been some very generous people over the years, but in the end, it comes down to everybody just doing a little. And somebody puts $25 in, it's very important to us. I'm a little tired, David. I've been practicing like crazy for our appearance at the Guthrie Center on Saturday night, 8 o'clock, for the Berkshire Ramblers. It's a benefit, by the way, for the Guthrie Center. We don't take any money, of course. And we have a lot of fun doing it, and we do it virtually every year, and the place is always packed. Telephone number is 413-528-1955. So we hope that we'll see you all there.
Hey, that's tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's getting close. My fingers, it's good because otherwise I wouldn't have, you know, my calluses.
If I had a hand. Well, we're seeing now, as the campaign rolls on for the presidency, Donald Trump has stumbled and bristled over a foreign policy interview. We even heard it this morning on NPR, and this may be where they get you.
Look, people have a sense of this. The guy is running as an outsider. So a reporter asks him, "What's blah, blah, blah?" Now, you can't possibly know it all, and he doesn't know it all. Jeb Bush, of course, gets right back on him and criticizes him for not knowing what one group is. There's a sense also of fair play. I'm not a Trump fan, but this business of gotcha journalism is also a part of what our politics are these days, whether it's how much does a quart of milk cost or anything else you can possibly get a person to say that makes him look like an ignoramus.
There's also been this sort of side conversation about whether someone who is potentially the president of the United States should have already held elective office.
Well, yeah, there is that. This whole thing, David, now is an anti-politician concept. It's been coming. It is something that we're feeling towards our legislatures, towards our Congress, towards our office holders. These places have terrible reputations with the American people, and they don't like the professional class of politicians. So what they're saying is, give me somebody from outside. Give me Bernie Sanders. Go, Bernie, go, they're going to yell. And have a guy who stands up and says, this is a society which is being ruled by a bunch of millionaires or billionaires. People like that. And while Sanders is a longtime politician, he isn't the regular kind of politician. That's why they like him, and Trump, of course, an outsider too.
From the New Yorker Trump to the New York City mayor, Bill de Blasio, I see this, Alan. Hakeem Jeffries, a congressman, has emerged as a magnet for Mayor Bill de Blasio's opponents. He could be a genuine threat if he decides to run. That's in the Times.
Well, I don't think there's any question. Look, Andrew Cuomo is not getting along with de Blasio. Andrew Cuomo has some natural allies. Jeffries is one of the natural allies. The way the Times article is playing it is as if, you know, there isn't some backroom stuff going on here. But clearly, the friends of Andrew and the enemies of de Blasio are being mobilized as one.
Finally, we see the governor, and you just had a conversation with the state education commissioner, Mary Ellen Elia, who seems to echo what the governor's now saying. The Common Core program needs a comprehensive review.
Well, look, the governor knows what every politician in America knows, that somehow what started out as a fairly conservative thing, which was that kids ought to have a bottom line that they were learning at, has now turned into a pariah. And look, this is predictable. The governor knows what the election returns are going to say. He knows what the polling is saying. And he's saying, we better take a look at this.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, again, a great show, I'm sure, tomorrow night at the Guthrie Center.
At the Guthrie Center, 413-528-1955.
8 o'clock.